Well, Happy New Year. Did everyone make their New Year's resolution? Advent is the start of the church's new liturgical year, and it's a time for preparation, reflection, hope, and anticipation. Indeed, it's a great way to start a new year. We prepare for the coming of our Lord. If you knew that a very important person was going to visit you, would you not get everything ready for the visit? Clean the house, put out the nice china, nice clothes. You would take the time to prepare all those things. It's the same with Advent. We are awaiting the most important person, our dear Lord. He is coming. So what are we doing to prepare for his coming? Are we ready? Is our house clean? In the Old Testament, it mentions those in the time of Noah. The only ones who were prepared were Noah and his family when the flood came. The rest went about their daily lives, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. But then the floods came, and they were not prepared. They were not listening to the Lord's will, and they met their demise. Noah and his family, however, listened to the Lord and did our Lord's will and built the ark, which we have right down here in Williamstown. This indeed is a great analogy for us. Are we like Noah, who is following the Lord's will and preparing for his coming, or like the others, who the Lord's coming caught off guard and then all perished? None of us know when our Lord is going to come again or when death will strike us. If it struck today, are we ready to meet the Lord? When we die, we will go before the just judge, and based on our actions and beliefs, our state of our soul at the time of our death, we will warrant either heaven or hell. So ask yourself, is the way I am living my life now have me on a path to heaven? Am I helping build the ark like Noah, being prepared for his coming, or ignoring what the Lord wants me to do and living a careless and sinful life? Growing up, my dad's work, he used to work for a pipeline company, Panhandle Eastern, in Kansas City. And he was getting very close to retirement, and the company decided that they were going to move away from Kansas City and go down to Houston, Texas. And so Dad, who was very near retirement, you know, he wanted to get to his, you know, retirement and all his benefits and everything. He decided to move down to Houston with them for about 10 months. So then, after that 10 months, he can take an early retirement and then come home. And we went down there to take him there. And before we left, Dad bought me a deck of cards. Why a deck of cards? I don't know. I never played cards up to that particular point in my life. But what I did know was that seeing those cards reminded me of him. Whenever I played with them, I saw in them that I was reminded of him and that he will return. And then that was the meaning. That seeing them and seeing all the different cards could be a symbol of all the different memories with Dad, and that he will indeed come again. So it helped me to prepare for his coming home. Maybe we can think of a deck of cards in terms of a gift from the Lord and waiting for his coming again. The whole deck for Advent could represent the church. And each card represents a treasure of our faith. The Queen of Hearts would, of course, be Our Lady. the Blessed Virgin, or maybe she's the ace in the hole. Each card is an angel, a saint, the sacrament, the teachings and doctrines of our dear Lord. So when in the church we are waiting in joyful hope for our Lord's return, we're playing with this deck of cards, praying and receiving the sacraments, especially the sacrament of reconciliation, so that our house will be clean when our Lord comes again. We are preparing for his return. Benedict XVI used to talk about the early Christians and how, you know, of course, during the early Christians and the early church, there was lots of persecutions. But the early Christians would hold fast to their faith, and at that particular time, they would think that the Lord was coming immediately. But seeing all these persecutions, and they would remain steadfast in the faith, and they would tenderly repeat, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus." In that phrase, that they found hope, even during the dark times and persecutions. "Come, Lord Jesus." That gave them strength, that helped them fulfill what they need to get done, that helped them to keep their house clean, to help them remain detached from this world so as to focus on the world coming. So may this phrase be ours as we prepare and reflect and hope and anticipate the Lord's coming, all the while abiding in his body, the church, repeating, "Come, Lord Jesus." For Advent, I decided for all the masses to have the altar the way that we have here at the 11, Ad Orientem. So for every mass here at All Saints, we will be worshiping in this same way. And I think it very appropriate. One, a cardinal has, Cardinal Sarah has asked us to do that in a beautiful document he wrote a few years ago, because it's something very good for the church. We're all waiting together, facing the same way, waiting for our dear Lord to come again. And now we will bless the Advent wreath. We light the first candle, which is a symbol of hope. And we think of all the blessings our Lord has given us and that he indeed will give us, and that we wait in joyful hope for his coming again. Come, Lord Jesus, come.